Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Did you see what Dame did last night?
I did see what Dame did last night.
Your boy Dame Dalla.
Which is nice because people...
Well, it was yesterday afternoon, yeah, actually.
People were burying that guy.
Were they?
Oh, yeah. Well, he didn't have a good year, and Milwaukee is limping to the stretch, and they hadn't played very well against Indiana, and no Giannis, and so there
people
was
thought he was moping to a degree?
Yeah, yeah.
And they did have a very strange year. That was really weird.
Yes.
And the Doc Rivers thing was weird,
mm-hmm.
and Giannis is out. And so I think a lot of us wrote them off.
I think everybody wrote them off.
And maybe rightly so. I don't know. I mean, it's just one game. But Lillard goes out and drops 35 in the first half.
Mm-hmm. And they, you know, they cruise to a 109-94 win over Indiana. So, you know, maybe there's some life left in Milwaukee. For every time if they can do this and they can extend the time that Giannis gets back... You know, that's like if you go up 2-0, now there really is no pressure on Giannis to come back. So that's a big boy moment from Dame, who was brought in to kind of be obviously the killer there in Milwaukee to go along with Giannis, who had already won a title. And then, you know, Holiday ends up going to Boston and they're just crushing it over there. And so, yeah, I think there was a lot of pressure on Dame in these playoffs.
Here he was after the game talking about having missed the playoffs in Portland.
The last 2 years not being in the playoffs, it was, it sucked. I was early vacations. Last year, I went to Coachella. Like, I ain't never been able to go to Coachella. Like, it's just playing in the playoffs every year. So just having that long summer, it was like, man, I was over that. But being able to be in a playoff series on a championship team and a championship organization, knowing that we got an opportunity for it, you know, I think that was the thing that I was looking forward to most.
Coachella, you ever been?
No, I don't really have much of a desire to go to Coachella. I feel like the only reason to go to Coachella is so that you can put something on Instagram saying that you went to Coachella. I'm good.
They have a live stream of Coachella. Did you know that?
Yeah, every time I log on, is it Netflix or Amazon?
I don't know, but I saw it on YouTube.
I keep logging in to maybe it is YouTube because, like, you know, when you pull up the streaming thing on your screen, they always do the four stages or whatever live from Coachella.
I have a friend who's a big festival guy. He's gone the last 10 or 12 years in a row.
Yeah, people swear by Coachella.
Yeah,
I will say that live stream, you can see some acts that you wouldn't normally watch, and it's kind of interesting. You know, it might open your eyes to some new stuff, you know?
Yeah.
We can't play Fleetwood Mac all the time, you know?
Why not?
I had tickets to go 1 year and then sold them to go to a friend's bachelor party in Reno instead.
Okay.
I'm looking here at the lineup and...
Yeah, there's a lot of names I don't recognize.
Yeah, and this is my thing. Again,
which is why it's kind of cool to just...
I got Lana Del Rey,
yeah.
Tyler, the Creator,
yeah.
the Deftones, Hey, Doja Cat. I've heard of her, and I actually kind of like some of her stuff.
Yeah.
So there's that. Ice Spice, who I know, but I don't.
What, of the Spice Girls?
No. She's like the hot.
was that an old man question?
She was the one with the orange Taylor hair Swift. In the Taylor Swift box during the Super Bowl, and Jason Kelce was shaking her hand.
I don't get Ice Spice. I don't understand, but there you go. Lil Uzi Vert.
Lil Uzi Vert's out there?
Yeah, Kid Cudi. Yeah, no. DJ Snake.
No, okay.
Look, this is not for me.
There was some, when I tuned, it's just kind of fun to tune into the live stream because there will be an act on there. You'll inevitably, well, guys like you and I would inevitably have no idea who they are. Mm-hmm. And then you watch them for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I saw this Colombian rapper on there last night, and he was pretty good. I don't remember his name.
I would give anything to see you at a Colombian rap show.
He was good. Here's Doc Rivers on Lillard.
His confidence is literally unshakable. It just really is. You know, it's funny. He loves boxing. That's where we kind of connect because I'm Ali and Frazier. I grew up with boxing, and you know, it was good that I was right yesterday. You know, he took Haney, I took Garcia. Clearly, I know more about boxing. But he's got that prize fighter like mentality. It was almost like he was training for the fight. And then when the bell rings, he seems to be ready. That's his mentality, and that's how he plays.
Yeah, well, there you go. Some boxing analogies.
Not impressed with Doc's analogy there?
No, I don't know. I just know that playoff Lillard, look, that guy, it's got to be a weird transition for him. And you know this wasn't what he wanted. I think some of his comments have been weird. I think he's been in a funk all year. But if there's anything that is going to break him out of it, it's a bunch of people telling him that he's washed, he's no good, and playoff time. Because if there's one thing we know about that dude, that guy is a competitor. And the whole reason he wanted out of Portland is because they...
For this.
Yeah. And so to go on the biggest stage and drop 35, it wouldn't shock me if he carried them past Indiana. And the weird one was going into that game, you know, everyone was like, well, not only is Milwaukee going to lose, but Dame can't play, but Halliburton had 9 points. You know, and so...
I think Indiana, well, if Giannis doesn't come back, that could be a good series.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not ready to.
Indiana, I think Indiana either swept them or they handled them all year.
And the series odds going in were darn near even because of the odds factor.
Exactly. And I don't think that's changed just because Lillard went off. It was just cool to see that. You know, it's like if only he could have done that in Portland. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
He did that a million times.
Many, many times.
But he just didn't have enough around him to.
No. And maybe he doesn't now, but if he can find a way to survive this, if they can get past Indiana and Giannis can get the time to heal and come back, maybe Milwaukee's got a big old S-burger for everyone that wrote him off.
Do you think Portland fans were having trouble watching that or liked watching that?
I can only go off of what I know from a handful of my Blazer fans, or friends that are Blazer fans, and then Blazer Twitter. I think a lot of people were really happy to see that.
They liked it.
Yes. I think more Blazer fans were happy than not that went down.
A decent little sample size for you. Dirt and Sprague ran a poll starting 20 hours ago. What did you feel more of watching Dame torch the Pacers, happiness or sadness? 80% happiness on 505 votes.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Blazer fans are cool like that.
Well, and I think they realize,
too. They don't hold any ill will.
No, and I think they realize that, you know, it's as crappy as the way that ended, I think a lot of them feel that his hand was forced by the organization, because the organization right now gets no benefit of the doubt and shouldn't. They just really shouldn't.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.